Okay, so we said, yeah, so we said that in the Mishnah that you have what's called mufla samoch le'ish, that you have a child within a year before bar or bat mitzvah. If they make a neder, then we have to find out whether they know that a neder is something that they're addressing to Hashem, and if they do, then their neder is valid. Now, we know, of course, that usually in halacha, for a child to be considered, for a kid to be considered a gadol, a boy or a girl to be considered a gadol, besides that they need to be 12 or 13, we know they also need to have simonim, shtei tzairim. The Gemara says, Yibayla, we have a question in that connection. Toich zman ki lifnei zman oikal achai zman. What happens during the time, if it's before the time when they should be considered a gadol, yeah? Is that considered like la'achazman? Is that considered like after the time? Kilisnezman, is it considered like before the time? Or kala'achazman, is it considered like after the time? In other words, when the kid is below bar bat mitzvah age, is it possible that they can be considered for a certain purpose in halacha as if they're already after it? Or do we consider it like it's still before the time, they're still underage? So then we're from my hilsa. Relative to what halacha are we asking? Elandadarim, if you're talking about as far as Nedarim, then we know. During the year before Bar and Masmik, the Lav Kalifnez Mandamya, the Lav Kalachas Mandamya. It's not like before and it's not like after, because we said during that year, we have to ask them, do you know that a Neder is something that you're addressing to Hashem? And if they know, then good, and if not, then not. So it's not like it would be Lachar, and it's not like it would be Lifnei. So it can't be that that's what the question is.
Right, we mentioned it yesterday also.
So what do we mean by it? What exactly is the question? So the question is, as far as punishment, as far as malchus, mitzvahs based in, etc. Suppose that the boy or the girl develops shtei tzairot before 12 or before 13, as the case may be. So we know that if the girl reaches 12 or the boy reaches 13 and they don't have shtei tzairot, we know they're not yet considered a gadol. We know they're still considered a katan, then they're not a bar oinshin. We know that if they develop shtei tzairot after 12 or 13, then they are a gadol. The question is, what happens if they develop shtei tzairot before that age? So a girl is 10, 11, whatever, and she develops shtei tzairot. The boy is 11, 12, same thing. So do we say that tzairot itself is enough to make them a gadol? But my, what's the deal? So now we have a machlokes on that. Rav and Rav Chanina da'ami tavayu. Rav and Rav Chanina both say, Tosman kelifnezman. When it's within the time before bar bat mitzvah, then it's considered like before the time. In other words, we're not considering them a gadol yet, even though they have shtei tzairot. They're still underage. Shtei tzairot are only considered that they make them a gadol if it comes at or after 12 or 13. Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi David Tabayu. On the other hand, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi both say, Tosman to Achazman, note within the Zman is the fact that they have shtei tzairot is enough to make them a gadol, even though they're still underage. Amr of Nachman Beis Chok said, Rav Nachman Beis Chok says in this connection, the simonich v'zois lefonim b'Yisrael. The simon to remember which pair of Amoroyim said what? That Rav and Rav Chanina said, Lifnei said it's considered like Lifnei's man, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlomo ben Levi said it's like La'achaz man. The way to remember it is by the pasuk V'zois Lefonim B'Yisrael, pasuk in Megillah Yisrael. How does that pasuk remind us of this? So Rashi gives two explanations. One is the word V'zois is Lashon Nekeva. Rabbi Chanina is also Lashon Nekeva. In fact, I go to back over here changes that we have here. The printed Gemara spells Rabbi Chanina with an Aleph, but he changes the spelling to a hey in order to match this. So Rav Chanina is a Lashon Nekeva name because it ends with a comma and a hey. So therefore, Vizois Lefonim helps us remember that Rav Chanina, who has a Lashon Nekeva name, he's one of the ones who said Lefonim, that Tosman is like Lifnei. That's Rashi's first explanation. Second explanation, Rashi says, is the word V'Yisrael contains the letters of the word Rav. It has the Reish and it has the Reish. That's an explanation of what the simon means. And there's a lot of other explanations. Hagoyt Abach brings, and on the side over here, Hagoyt Marav Ranchburg brings something from the Ranach, who says somewhat similar, that the names Rav and Rabbi Chanina are the gematria of the word B'Yisrael. So it would be Yisrael helps us remember Rab and Rechanina because it comes out to the gematrias of their name. Tosfos HaRosh says yet another one, that we focus on the word be Yisrael. So it means which one said Lefanim, which one said Lifnei, are the two Amoraim who are both Yisraelis. Namely, Rab and Rechanina were both Yisraelis, as opposed to among the second pair, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Why is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi called that? It's not that his father's name was Levi. He's called Ben Levi because he was from Shevet Levi. So that's another way, that's another meaning of the simon, that it means that the one, the two, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, who are both Yisraelim, are the ones who said Lifnei, like the word Lefani. And Rav and Rechanina, right, who are both Yisraelim, right? Okay. Fine. So that's the machlokes. Most of Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Hamnuna says, I have a contradiction. I have a contradiction. You're telling me, so you have this machlokes, whether Lifnei's man, whether it's like Lifnei's man or La'achar's man. But let's look at our Mishnah. We said Achar's man hazeh. We said, so what happens? You have the boy when he turns 13, or the girl when she turns 12. After that time, even if they say we don't know who we're speaking to when we make a neder, when we make hekdesh, nidreihem neder v'hekdeshen hekdesh, we say that nevertheless, because they're after bar bat mitzvah age, then their neder is a neder and their hekdesh is hekdesh, implying chotos man kalifnei man. Implying, though, now why would the Mishnah have to be saying that line? The implication seems to be that Toshman, when they're under 12 or 13, respectively, then it's considered Kalifnei Zman. It's still considered they're underage. So therefore, if they say that when they're older than that, if they say we don't know who a Neder or who Hekdesh is speaking to, that's speaking to Hashem, then it's not. But if it's before that, then apparently it is. It's no good. It's not a good Neder or Hekdesh because they said we don't understand. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shurban Levi, what are you saying that Tos Man Kil Achos Man? The Mishnah doesn't mention anything about Shnei Tzairis. So the implication seems to be they have to be 12 or 13, respectively. No earlier than that. However, Omlei Rava, Rava says to Rav Hamnona, Eima Resha, so okay, you're trying to learn from the Sefer, which talks about the case where they did turn 12 or 13, and you're trying to be medayek from that, but if they're any earlier than 12 or 13, then if they don't know what a neder is and what a hekdesh is, then it's no good. But look at the earlier part of the Mishnah. We said kodim asman hazeh, before 11 and 12, respectively. Even if they say we know what a neder is, we know what hekdesh is, it's not valid. So there you would see hotosman kalachosman. There you would see that tosman, that even once they took that, so before 11 or before 12, then yeah, it's not foul, but between 11 and 12, apparently, the Mishnah might be implying that they admit it could be foul once they have Shtei Tzairis. So in other words, so Zerubbabel is telling Rav Hamnuna, if you're trying to be Medayek from one part of the Mishnah, you could just as well be Medayek the opposite from the other part. But the Gemara says, V'loihi. Actually, that's not correct. That's not a valid contradiction to Rav Hamnuna. Rav Katoi. Because what happened is Rava is making a mistake and misunderstanding what Rav Hamnuna is saying. Rava thought like this. We learned before that in the previous Gemara, earlier on the Amud, we said, why does the Mishnah have to repeat, why does it have to be so repetitious that it has to mention what happens before 11, what happens between 11 and 12, and what happens after 12, and La'achar Zman, and Lifnei Zman, etc. Why does the Mishnah have to be so wordy? So we said, because to be clear, that even if it's a particularly smart kid, when they're underage, they know what a neder is or what hekdesh is, or even if they themselves volunteer, we know what hekdesh is or whatever, nevertheless, it's still not chal before 11, and it is chal whether they know or not after 12. So Rava thought that Rav Hamnuna disagreed with that whole discussion, and Rava thought that Rav Hamnuna is thinking that the Mishnah is mentioning the part about what happens after 12 or after 13 in order to be medayek what happens before 12 and before 13. So Rava says in that case, you could just as well be medayek the opposite from what it says about after 11 and after 12. But no, Rava is misunderstanding what Rav Hamnuna is saying. Who saw Rav Hamnuna mishti yaseir kadayek? He thinks that Rav Hamnuna is getting it from the extra wording in the Mishnah, that he thinks Rav Hamnuna disagrees with what we said before about why the Mishnah is mentioning all these details, and therefore va'adidayik meseifa lidrik mereisha. So Rava says that Avamunah, instead of being medayik from the reisha, better instead you could just as well be medayik from the sefer rather, and assume from that the sefer supports what Rav and Rav Chanina are saying, instead be medayik the other way around from the reisha, and say that it supports what Rav Yochanan and Rav Yishur ben Levi are saying. But the lohi, actually that's not the case. Rahamnuna rather is learning what he's learning, not from a diuk of the Mishnah, not from saying the Mishnah says this, and from this we can infer something else, but rather from the actual words of the Mishnah. Because we have to ask, when we say in the Mishnah that after they turn 12 or 13, we're saying that even if they say that we don't know what a neder is, we don't know what a hefdish is, nevertheless their neder and their hefdish are still valid, we have to ask, hola achaz man hechidomi. What exactly is the scenario that we're talking about where La'achar Zman was saying that their neder or their hektish is valid? If the kid does not yet have shteitzairus, even though they turn 12 or 13, katnu, they're still a katan, why would the Mishnah be implying that their neder is a neder? The whole point is, we would say, fine, once they're 12 or 13, if they have shteitzairus, then yeah, their neder is a neder, their hektish is hektish, but until then, why should it be? Ella loved icy shade virus. Obviously, therefore, the Mishnah must be talking about where they turn 12 or 13 and they have shade virus, implying the time of the la'achar zman. So why are we saying that now those shade virus are considered something significant? The la'achar zman who the gomra lola milse, because only when those shade virus come after the zman of 12 or 13, only then does it complete making them a gadol. In other words, you have when a girl turns 12 or a boy turns 13, they're not necessarily automatically a gadol. You first have to see, do they have shteitzairus? The Mishnah seems to be implying. And if they don't, then maybe indeed their neder is still not a neder, etc. Only if they have shteitzairus after 12 or 13, then it doesn't matter whether they say we don't know what a neder is, we don't know what a hektish is. Implying Hotosman Kalisneisman. But the implication would be, even if they develop shteitzairus before 12 or 13, it doesn't matter. It's still Lisneisman. It's still Tosman. It's still within the time before, it's still during the year when we have to be Bojic, and therefore we have to be Bojic. Even they have shteitzairus, the Mishnah seems to be implying. That's Rav Hamnuna's question. But Oid, and besides that, most of Rav Zera. Rav Zera points out, I have another contradiction against Rav Yochanan and Rav Yishur ben Levi. We learn in a Braisa, the Pasuk says, in connection with a Nazir, it says, Ish ki yafli lindo neder. It says, when a person declares, yafli means to declare verbally, lindo neder, to make a neder that they're going to be a Nazir. Ma tamud loima ish. What are we learning from that word ish? I mean, it doesn't apply only to an ish, to a man. A woman can also be a nazir, for example. It means the rabbis and yud gimel shana v'yamecha. It comes to include also a boy who's 13 in a day, meaning 13 full years old. Even if he does not yet know how to make a declaration of a neder, he doesn't understand, in other words, yet, that a neder is that he's speaking to Hashem and then promising something to Hashem. Nevertheless, Nedar of Kayamin. Nevertheless, the Pasuk is saying by the word ish, he still is considered an ish on the grounds that he's 13 years old, and well, his neder is a neder. And if he declares Nezirus, then he's another. So again, we have to ask Hechidomi, what's the scenario where we're saying automatically at 13 his neder is a neder? Idolai Icy State Cyrus, same question as before. If he doesn't yet have State Cyrus, obviously not. Kotnu. There's no question he's still considered a Kotnu. Because he needs to have shteitzairus in order to be considered a gadol. Ella lav the icy shteitzairus. Obviously, we have to be talking about the braisa is explaining the pasuk that we're talking about that he's 13 and he has shteitzairus. Only then are we saying that his nedarim are nedarim, and therefore the time of ben yudim over yemechad. Again, the braisa spells out that only if he's 13 in a day, only then do we say that the shteitzairus are significant. Who to have your leish. Only then is he considered an ish, and his neder is a neder. Ha tosh man kilif man, implying, but if he had the shteitzairus any earlier than 13 years, then his neder wouldn't be a neder. If he doesn't know, if he's not able, we said ein yedei lahafli. If he doesn't know what it means to declare a neder, so therefore, so that's it. So we see there also that tosh, even though he developed shteitzairus, that does not automatically make him a gadol, because the shnei tzairos have to come after he turns 13 years old and not before that. So therefore, tirta. So therefore, that's a clear contradiction to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi. Now, Rishonim point out that actually we have what seems to be another braisa later on, at the beginning of the next parak, that talks about a very similar, that talks about this issue and mentions the machlokes panoyim on the subject. So, the next piece of Gemara over here also is going to try to say that there's machlokes panoyim on it. So why are we saying tiyuvta if later on Memchess Amud Beis we bring a braisa where we have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon on what seems to be the same subject? Once we have a machlokes panoyim, then Rabbi Yochanan is entitled, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi are entitled to pick a side. Then saying that we have a braisa that contradicts them is not automatically tiyuvta. So why is that? But different Rishonim talk about different possibilities. One possibility is the Gemara over here, the Chachmei Gemara over here did not yet know of that Braisa when they composed this piece of Gemara. Another possibility is that maybe that later Gemara on Mem Chesam Adays is actually not talking about the same case. There it doesn't use the expression Toichman, it uses the expression Koidimsman. And in fact, Tosfos over there explains that the Gemara there is the Machlokes there of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is actually talking about a different issue than we're dealing with over here. So according to that, then that Braisa wouldn't be addressing the same issue, and therefore the Gemara can indeed say over here that we've clearly contradicted Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon. Based on the implication of our Mishnah that Rav Amnuna says, and based on the Braisa that Rav Zera quoted. Okay. Omer Rav Nachman Ketanoi. So Rav Nachman says, actually, there is a Machlokes Tanoim on this subject. We learn in a Braisa, Ben Tes Shonim Shehevi Beis Cyrus, if a 9-year-old boy develops Shvei Cyrus, or younger than 9, obviously, Shuma, then there's no question we consider it to be a mole. A mole, very good. You have a mole, a person develops a mole on their body. Very commonly, a mole will develop hair. So even if we have hair in the appropriate areas of the body where Shtei Cyrus are supposed to develop, if it's 9 or below 9, we say definitely not signs of maturity, definitely not signs that he's a gadol. It means it's just, we consider it to just be a wart, it's a growth. Then test that Yud Beis Shana V'yem Echad, Shuma. If it's between 9 and 12, then it's also considered a shruma. It's also still considered a wart, and therefore it's not considered yet a sign of godless. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a simon. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says no. Once the kid is past 9 years old, then already it can be considered an actual simon of godless. So even though it came before underage. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda would say, because it's within a couple of years before the expected age, then it can be considered an actual simon, says Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Then Yud Gimel Shana V'yemechad Diver Hakol Simon. And if the Shnei Cyrus develops when he's 13 in a day, then everybody agrees to simon. So the Gemara asks, first of all, we have to figure out how Gufa Kasha. We seem to have a contradiction within the Braisa itself. Amrit mi ben tesad Yud Beis Shana V'yemechad Shuma. You're saying that from 9 to 12, the Tanakhama would say, even though hairs are developing, they're still only considered a shuma, they're still only considered a wart, implying her Yud Gimel Shana Gufa Simen. News, and if they appear in the 13th year itself, it sounds like the Tanakhama would agree that it's a Simen. V'hadr Tani Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'yem Echad Simen. Then it continues, only if the Shtei Cyrus develops when he's 13 and older is it a simon. Ha Yud Gimel Shana Gufa Shuma, implying that if it's within the 13th year, we still consider it to be a Shuma. So what is it? What are Shtei Cyrus during the 13th year? My La Panoi. So doesn't that mean that it's a Machlokes of Panoi? It's a machlokes tanoim. In other words, within what the chachamim themselves are saying, leaving out Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda for a second, who says that from 9 to 12 already it's going to be a simon. It seems that in the 13th year itself, you have different opinions about what it is. Namely, so you have one Tana would say that Tosman Kalachazman, so even though it developed in the 13th year, it's still within a year, it's still before the kid turned bar mitzvah. Nevertheless, the siris are still considered a siman, and therefore, after, as long as they're after 12, then they're a siman. And then we would be saying, then the bride would be continuing. And no, the other opinion would say, Tosman Kilisbeisan, like Rav and Rav Chanina say, that no, if they develop before 13, then no good, they're not a siman. So in that case, it comes out that Rav and Rav Chanina are going like one mandomer, like one Tana, and the Dichon, and we're sure the lady are going like the other. Unless it's Lloyd, not necessarily. Gekula Alma Tosman Kilisbeisan, both of them might agree with Rav and Rav Chanina, that Tosman Kalitneisman, that any Cyrus before the age of Gadlus, before the age of Barabbas Mitzvah, are not considered significant. So what it would be is, we could say both opinions in the Braisa are talking about a girl. Why is one saying 12 and one saying 13? V'reisha Rebbe, the Sefer, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, because the first part that we learned yesterday, that Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Elazar disagree on this. Rebbe holds, which of course is the halacha, as we know, that a boy becomes a gadol at 13 and a girl at 12. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says the other way around, a boy at 12, a girl at 13. So there's the first part of the braisa that says from 9 to 12, it's considered a shuma, and above 12, it's a siman. That would be according to Rebbe, because Rebbe says once a girl is 12, fine, that's the age of maturity for her. Whereas Rebbe Elazar of Shimon says that it has to be 13, so according to him, you have to wait another year. According to him, only if it develops from 13 and on is it a siman. So you could say, therefore, but everybody would agree, Tosman Kalifnezman, if it came any earlier than the age of Gadlus, they would both agree that it's an older Rabbi Yehuda would say, fine, but that's different. But within the Tanakhama, it's within the Chachamim themselves, we would say that Tosman Kalifnezman, like Rav and Rav Chanina. So the only machlokes would be, at what age does a girl become a gdola? The boy say Mahabaha Rebbe, or you could say both parts of the Braisa are according to Rebbe. Habatinik Habatinikis. The difference is one part is talking about a boy who becomes a gadol at 13, and therefore before 13 state Cyrus are nothing. And the other part is talking about a girl, where with her the age is 12. The boy say Mahabaha Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Habatinik Habatinikis. Another possibility is you could say it's according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Same thing, you would say one part is according to, you could say the same thing, one part is according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, same thing, one part is talking about a boy, one part is talking about a girl, same thing because Reb Shimon ben Elazar would say 12 for a boy and 13 for a girl. So we don't have to say that there's any opinion in this braisa that would say like Reb Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi Tosman Kalachazman, that if they have Shei Cyrus before the age of maturity, that they would be considered a gadol as a result of it. Okay. Then we said, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer Siman. Okay, let's talk about, we said in the Braisa that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says that Shei Cyrus between 9 and 12 are considered a Siman. Omer of Krusbadai, Bered Rav Shabtoi, Vahusha Oidan Boi. Even Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda would only hold that those hairs that started growing between 9 and 12, he would agree that they're only considered a siman if the kid still has them when they reach the age. So a girl, for example, let's go according to Rebbe, which is the halacha, that a girl becomes a gdola at 12 once she has shteis tzairis. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda would say if she developed the shteis tzairis between age 9 and 12, as long as those same hairs are still present and haven't fallen out when she turns 12, then yes, once she turns, then it makes her a gdola. Tanya Nami Hachi, then Tef. In a bias. Similarly, then test shonav yemecha, shteis tzairis shuma. A 9-year-old or below, if they develop shteis tzairis, is definitely a shuma. We then test bad yud beis shonav, if it's between 9 and 12 years old, shonav yemecha. But oidan boy, and this is the key thing, this is why we're bringing this next braisa, because it adds these words, but oidan boy, that the hairs are still present on the child, shuma. The Tanakhama would still say that it's considered a shuma because they developed below age, because they developed below the age of Barabbas Mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a siman. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda would say they're a siman because even though they developed at an earlier time, they're still there when the kid turns 12 or 13, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda would say that they still count as a siman. Okay. But the Gemara says, Okay, so Omar Rabba, so Rabba says, in this connection, Suchta Toastman Kalifnezman. The halacha is, in the machlokas before between Rav and Rav Chanina, the halacha is Toastman is Lifnezman, is like Kalifnezman, so the kid develops Shaysiris before 12 or 13, respectively, then it's considered a Shuma, and we don't consider it to be a Simon of, we don't consider it to be a Simon of Gatlis. So the halacha is, like Rav and Rav Chanina, in other words, yeah. Okay. The Gemara says, Rav Shmuel bar Zutra masnu l'shmaita de Rava b'hai lishna. Rav Shmuel bar Zutra learned what Rava had said, this that we just quoted, that Rava said, the halacha is like Rav and Rav Chanina. Rav Shmuel bar Zutra learned it a little differently. He said, Omar Rava, k'tana kol yud beit shana, mema'enes b'hai lachas. Now we know there's a concept of miur. We know midaraisa, a father has the ability to mekadesh his daughter when she's underage. We learned about that a couple of mishnayos ago, and the Gemara talks about it extensively in Masechta Kedushin and other places. But only the father has that right in our Torah, because it says a bit, you know, fati leisha there. So suppose her father has died, then the chachamim made a takana that her mother or her brothers or whoever's taking care of her have the ability to marry her off when she's a katana, because in those days it was a very common thing. Girls have to be, they have to have some kind of protector. It's either their father or their husband, so therefore it's in their best interest to be married. But because that marriage doesn't exist on a daraisa level, only the father has the ability on a daraisa level to be mekadesh her. Therefore, if it's possible for her to be mine, it's possible for her to make a declaration of miyun, I don't want to be married to this guy anymore, and then that undoes their whole marriage. So Rav Shmuel bar Zutra learns that Rava said like this, Tana ko yud beit shana m'ma'enes v'hilachas, a girl, when she's under 12 years old, is able to be m'main whenever she wants. In other words, we don't say that she might have Shnei Cyrus, because even if she did, it doesn't matter. We're saying that the Shnei Cyrus under 12, it doesn't matter. Mikan v'elech, once she's 12, once she turns 12, she can't do miyun anymore, but on the other hand, she can't yet do chalitza. So the question is why? I'll go for kasha. We have a contradiction within that. Amrit, Enamama, Enes, you're saying she can't do miyun anymore once she turns 12. Alma gdoli, meaning, therefore, she must be considered a gdola. And once she's a gdola, the whole concept of miyun goes away. Once she's a gdola, and she's still married to her husband, at that point, the kedushin that her husband did with her back then take effect on a daraisa level, because they're still married, and still he has bia with her, and therefore the kedushin takes effect on a daraisa level. At that point, she can't do miyun. She has to, if they want to get divorced, she needs to get. So you're saying that once she hits 12, she can't do miyun anymore. But igdola, he's Catholic. If she's already considered a gdola, immediately she's 12, then suppose it was a case where she's a yavama, and she needs to do chalitza. She should be able to, because we know, fine, she can't do chalitza as a tana, because the pasuk mentions over there ish and isha. But if you're saying that at 12 she's already considered an isha, then she should be able to do chalitza. So you're going to say, okay, maybe Rava has a suffet whether at 12 she's automatically considered a gdola. What do you mean? Mean a staff delay? What do you mean? Rava doesn't have any suffet on it. Well, Amar Rava, k'tana she'igia l'chlal shnei seha. Rava said that a girl, and a boy for that matter also, if she reaches the appropriate age of 12, or in the case of a boy, 13, eina tzricha b'dika. Rava says you actually do not need to be boydik her to see whether she has state virus. Chazaka hevia simanin. Because we have a chazaka that she did in fact develop simanim. Most people, most boys and girls develop simanim, develop shtei tzairis when they reach the age of 12 or 13. So therefore, we can assume Rava says that she did. That kind of thing, that concept that Rava is saying is a famous concept called chazaka de Rava. So that's exactly what it is. It's a chazaka that Rava tells us we can rely on that. So the question is, so Rava knows for a fact, based on this chazaka, that once she's 12, she already has shtei tzairis. So why is Rava saying that she can't do chalitza? The answer is hani mila d'stama. Yes, but Rava will be saying, it's not that it's a matter of stopping. But in general, yes. So Rava would say, if we didn't check, then yes, we could assume she has shtei tzairis. We can rely on the chazaka. But suppose they did check and chalitza would be what Rava means, that she can't do chalitza, means it's not automatically a given at 12 that she could do chalitza. Because suppose they actually checked and found she doesn't have shayfiris, then she can't do meal. Now, by the way, though, first of all, the question is, in the case of a girl, who does the begidda? So that I'm not right, that what you do is you have women check her, and they report to the Beis Din, and Beis Din accepts what they say. Usually, of course, women's edus is not acceptable in halacha, but here it's a matter that there's a concept called ed echad neman b'yisurin. We have a general that you can rely even on one aid, whether a man or a woman, when it comes to matters of issur v'heter. This is, after all, how we're able to trust our wives kashrus in the kitchen, because it's based on the concept of ed echad neman b'yisurin. So the same thing over here, where you can have women check her, and their edus is acceptable. Whether she has or doesn't have state virus. The other thing is that the poskim point out, this chazaka de rava, really what it is we only apply it when it comes to dinim de rabban. So for example, a very common case of it is, we know, when a boy becomes bar mitzvah, it's very common they have him gavin by the amud, by his bar mitzvah. Now, how can you do that? What if he hasn't developed state virus yet? Because chazaka de rava allows it, since the whole concept that he needs to be a gadol to daven by the amud and be motzi everybody. Since that whole concept is only derabanan, therefore we can rely on chazaka needing to check, as opposed to when it comes to dinim d'oraisa, where it's possible to check, as is the case over here, then we need to check. We need to have, in the case of chalitza, we need to have women check her and report to the Beis Din. We can't just rely on chazaka d'rava, precisely because, A, it's a matter of d'oraisa, and B, it is possible to check. Okay. So if you're telling me that we're talking about that we checked her, she turned 12, we checked her, we didn't find state virus, we're saying therefore she can't do chalitza yet, so we need to wait with chalitza until she develops state virus. Well, in that case, yihachi to mine. Then why shouldn't she be able to do meun? She's still a katana then, so what if she's 12? You need some on him in order to be a gdola, and she's not yet. The answer is choshishin shema noshu. Fine, but we still have to be concerned that maybe she developed Shay Cyrus and then they fell out. You could have, after all. She could have developed Shay Cyrus and they fell out. So therefore, so when it... So when it comes to Mune, we can't do that anymore because she may have had Shay Cyrus. But on the other hand, when it comes to chalitza, we can't do it yet either because we don't know if she did or didn't develop shtei tzairus. So the question is, hanichal amanda al machoshishin? Okay, that works according to the opinion that says that we're concerned about such a thing, that we don't find shtei tzairus when we expect it to. We are concerned that maybe they were there and they fell out. If we say that, then good. But what about according to the opinion that says we're not concerned? If we don't find state virus, then we take it as a given. Okay, there never were state virus in the first place. So according to that way of looking at it, then what do we say? Why can't this girl, when she's 12 and we checked and didn't find state virus, why shouldn't she be able to do meal? What's the machlokas on this subject? The Itmar. We have a machlokas on this. We don't have to be concerned that the hairs fell out. We don't find them. We assume they were never there in the first place. Rapapi amachoshin. Rapapi says that we do. Now, of course, the Gemara could have very well answered, so what? Rava doesn't have to follow Rapapa's opinion. Rava could just as well be going according to Rapapi. So one of the acronym says, Chochmas Tafalo says, the reason is because Rapapa was a Talmud of Rava, and therefore we're going to assume that Rapapa is not going to say something different than what his Rebbe would say. Actually, much more often in Shas, we find that Rapapa was a Talmud of Abaya. But Abaya passed away 14 years before Rava, and then most of Abaya's Talmudim went to learn by Rava, Rapapa being one of them. So the Gemara assumes that Rapapa is not going to be saying something different than Rava himself would say. So Rava himself apparently would say, like Rapapa said, if we don't find state virus, then we're not concerned that they were ever there. So why is Rava saying, again, that this girl can't do meal anymore? The answer is, Hani Mila in Chalitza. The answer is, when it comes to chalitza, then we say ein choshen. Then we say we're then in other words the ein choshen. We can't use the ein choshen to be makel. We can only use it to be machmer. So when it comes to chalitza, we can't say that. We can't say, well, we didn't find any hair, but maybe after all there was and it fell out. Therefore, let's allow her to do chalitza. You can't do that because the Torah tells us that in the Isha, so therefore she has to have the hairs. So as far as that's concerned, we're saying in Choshishin, we're not concerned that there may have been hairs. We say as far as we're concerned, there definitely weren't, and therefore she can't do chalitza. Abel, but even Rav Papa would say that when it comes to Mion, you have to be choshish that there might have been hair there and then it fell out and you can't allow her to do Mion anymore. Because after all, if there was hair and it fell out, then she was married to her husband on a Daraisa level, and now at that point, Mion can't undo that. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The Klal Demanda, I'm a choshishin chalitza. So what do you mean? According to the Papi who says choshishin, he would say you could be choshish that there was hair there, even lakola, and allow her to do chalitza. What do you mean? The choshishin ba'almakamar. What do you mean? He only says choshishin. We have to be concerned that there might have been hair. He's not saying there's a definite thing there was. How can you allow her to do chalitza based on a suffix like that? No. So we have to correct that. Ela la'olam blood vodka. No. So after all, we have to be talking about that we didn't check. We assumed before, again, a few lines before in the Gemara, we assumed that what happened was we actually checked. We actually found that we actually checked after 12. We found she doesn't have Shtei Sairus. Now we have the suffix, did she get them after 12 and then they fell out, or did she not get them at all? Now let's change that. Let's say now that we actually checked and we found hair over there. We actually found Shtei Sairus. The case is we didn't check. We're trying to rely on Chazaka Derava. We're trying to say, well, we didn't check, but after all, she's 12. Mestama, she has hair. So therefore, Ula Inin Chalitza Chayshina. When it comes to Chalitza, we have to be concerned. After all, yes, with Chazaka Derava, very nice. She probably has hair, but maybe she doesn't. Since we're able to check, like we said before, then we have to check. The Chika Omer Rava Chazaka Lemion. So when does Rava say his Chazaka? That would be as far as Mion. Once she turns 12, we have a Chazaka that she developed to Shtei Sairus, and therefore she can't do Mion anymore. Because Mion after all is a Dirabonim thing, and for that we can say Chazaka de Rava is enough to tell anymore. Avala Chalitza, Boyabi. Chalitza, being that it's a Daraisa thing, then you actually need to check before. You can't just rely on a chazaka. Then so that's what I was saying before. That for example, a boy 13 being able to daven by the omer is only a matter of derabanan. Therefore, you can rely on that without having to check. Then we say chazaka derabah is good enough for us without having to check. But here, where we're talking about, even though we could check, but over here, since A it's a din daraisa, the chalitza, and B it's something that we could check, then chazaka derabah doesn't apply, and therefore we do have to check. Okay. Omer of Dimi Min Harjah, so Dimi Min Harjah says in this connection, Hilchasa Choshish and Shema Nashu, the bottom line halacha is, if we check after 12 and we don't find the hair, we have to be Choshish that it was there and it fell out. Bahani Mili Hecha de Kitcha B'Seichazman B'Seichazman U'Bal'Achazman. Now that would only be if he was Makadish her when she was underage. So for example, the case we were talking about, her mother or brothers accepted Kedushin on her behalf or whatever. Now her husband at least one time had relations with her after she turned bat mitzvah. So therefore, at that point, it will be goymer; it will complete her kiddushin. Then we would say that now she can't do miyun anymore because she may have developed shtei sairus already, and now her marriage exists on a daraisa level. So then you have that if it's safe for daraisa. Now you have that suffix. She was actually properly married daraisa. But if he only had relations with her beforehand, and since then there's no problem whether the hair fell out or not, because it doesn't matter. There was never a time when he was boiled, there was never a time to make it. Yeah. Avomi Ikraloi, yeah. Okay, I think let's stop over here.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye.